What's happened is Kenya Bureau of Statistics has assured us that the census has gone on smoothly, that it met the expectations of the Bureau in terms of its planning, and that by the close of the census today, at least 95% of the Kenyan people will have been counted. But the initial skepticism was the fact that, first and foremost, the exercise was too expensive for the country at this point in time when there were other national priorities like the food shortage, the power crisis, the water crisis, and many other forms of crisis that could have required more of an urgent attention, rather than having almost $7 billion, which is almost $100 million dedicated to the census exercise. The second element was the skepticism around the fact that part of the questionnaire did interrogate people about their tribal background. And you do realize that Kenya has had a very sensitive tribal politics and tribal affiliation to a point that almost, you know, brought the country to disintegration after the 2007 general election. And therefore, I think it was widely believed that this was a way in which people could headcount their tribes in preparation for the political contestation. But I don't think it did eventually get the kind of acrimony, because from the census official, most of them reported that most Kenyans were responding to the question of tribes.
Some people have questioned the timing, especially when the immediate past election nearly brought the country to its knees. What is your organization's view about that? Because some people are saying that it needs to be done because Kenya held a census in a long time.
I think censuses are held for good causes. That it helps the government in terms of planning, and it helps them to get a reasonable statistical indication of what they need to do in terms of undertaking their planning exercise in the country. But again, there was that feeling that there were major issues that were facing the country, which should have taken priority over the census, exercise. As a commission, we did not indicate our reservation about the census. We did believe that it was an exercise that, if the government believed, would be undertaken with the kind of impartiality and fairness, should go ahead, and that if it were true that the government was eventually going to use this census exercise for planning purposes rather than the politicization and ethnicization of the country, then I think it's something we'll be watching very keenly, especially now that the exercise is over today, and then we'll have a process of which we will be anxiously awaiting the statistics or the preliminary report, which we have been promised in the next 6 months.
How have Kenyans reacted to this census, especially with the controversy that it generated?
Surprisingly or interestingly, Kenyans did show a lot of willingness. Whenever the enumerators visited most of the homes in Kenya, nobody showed the kinds of reservations that maybe one would have expected. No, there wasn't as much apathy as maybe would have expected. Though in certain parts of the country, there was some skepticism that the government meant no good in terms of the counting. But still, people did go ahead and provided the data that the government required in terms of the questionnaire that the enumerators had to fill in. So I think on the overall, there wasn't any kind of sabotage or any kind of shunning of the census exercise. And where the enumerators came to people's homes, people did receive them and did issue them the kinds of information that were being sought.
Do you think that Kenyans accepted the assurances from the government that this is for the country's own good?
I think the Kenyans will wait and see. I mean, this government is a government that has said a lot of things and not honored them. And I think they like many other parts of the African sub-Sahara are also disillusioned about the quality and style of leadership in the country. But I think Kenyans did undertake their patriotic goal or the responsibility and were there to be counted, and they did give information with a kind of commitment and responsibility that was required of them. It is only my hope and prayer, or our hope and prayer, that the government will reciprocate by being honest and truthful to the exercise and release the statistical figures and data in a manner as to help the country move forward and be an asset in terms of helping the country to plan as a critical phase, rather than to use these same indicators to plan politically and to marginalize or distort national statistics and indicators when it comes to arithmetic and probably regional balances.